First, let me start by acknowledging why I chose this topic. First of all, I am BBW. I am plus size. I am more to love. I am a bigger woman than I have always been my entire life. Genetically, I have very large and hippie people on both sides of my bloodline, so it was something I could never really get around. So the fact that I was different, or that there was something either obscure or admirable about myself, was evident from a very young age. I got bullied before everybody else. I had more butt, I had more hips. So I was bullied at one point for being simply just bigger than everyone else. But as I matured, I realized that the things that were bigger about me, some people assess that as a part of my womanhood. How big my butt was, how big my boobs were, how tight my clothes were. So the idea of fetishization was very evident to me from the beginning. First, let me start by defining what a fetish is. A fetish is an abnormal wanting for a certain object or part of the body. Growing up, I realized quickly that I was a little different from everyone else, but I never associated it with it being because of my body. Everyone in my family is a bit plus size, a bit bigger, so I never really saw my body as being different than everyone else, but the same as my family. So growing up in the late 90s, early 2000s was kind of the golden age of videos. Early in my life, I used to stay up every Saturday night and watch Street Flavor, watch BET After Dark, and in my younger years, I never associated the women's presence in these videos with them simply being female. I associated it with them being there because they wanted them to be there. They were just associates in the video. But as I got older, and you know, I'll never forget the first time I ever saw the Nelly Rump Shaker video. It changed my life. Either that video, or most would probably be Pull Over by Trina. Those two videos as a kid made me realize having a big butt was cool. Being, you know, thicker made men want you, made you an object of affection. It made you a step above the rest. So in about the 7th, 8th grade, when I started using social media, that's when the ideal of having a big butt met the critique of my other peers. So for the first time in my life, I was holistically seeing myself compared to others. There are so many myths and misconceptions surrounded around people of size, not just even specifically women of size, my male listeners, even males of size. There are specific issues that target our community that can almost be comical to the public eye, but can be very detrimental to us. One thing, for example, when I was growing up, I never was small. I've never been small in my life. I shopped in the 16, teen, 17, 18, teen when I was in elementary and junior high, and now I'm an adult woman. I'm still a size 18 in jeans. So I've always been pretty large my whole life. And sometimes going into retail stores can be a pain in the side trying to find things that fit you, and also being a victim of the fat tax. For those that don't know what the fat tax is, it is the concept that people are of size are charged exponentially more for clothing, and that certain services are predatory toward fat people. But if you guys ever want me to make a podcast on that one, just hit me up on any of my social medias, and I definitely will address that. That's something I want to get to. I might get to it before y'all get to it. So, also, the myth that fat people are fat because we're hungry. There are a lot of extenuating circumstances and factors that make people overweight. Sometimes it is poor nutrition. Sometimes it is a lack of exercise. But there are many other things: medication, your surroundings, the people you're around, genetics. There are tons and tons and tons of things that push people to become overweight. But the things that push you to become overweight don't necessarily have to be the things that kill you. Inside of our community, the overweight community, which is the majority of Americans, cough, cough, we all understand that by being overweight, we do put ourselves in danger. But in that same breath, that does not mean that we cannot love ourselves. We cannot be fully inclusive of everything that is us, that we cannot be empowered to love the skin that we are in, or we choose to stay in, or we have created. But overall, I do think that this upswing and positive energy towards bigger people of the world is a good thing. I believe it has opened up the conversation to not just bigger conversation, but better conversation. Not just more people wanting to be included in a trend or an idea, but more people actually being in the situations, getting to know people, getting to know all sides, rather than just standing back and laughing. Now more than ever before, do you see fashion brands including lines of size to include women, to not make them feel like, you know, Lane Bryant or Kato's is their only option. Just because you are larger does not mean you cannot be fashionable. Doesn't mean that you can't be hip with the trend. And now, from having a better conversation, we understand that women of size have always felt marginalized. Women of size have always felt as if we are backed into a corner to have very few choices. But with better conversation comes better options. We are now being more mindful of bigger people in bigger spaces. We are making bigger chairs. We are making larger entrances to be inclusive, not to marginalize those that are not inside of a community, because we all know that sometimes trends tend to swoop toward one community and give another community the short end of the stick. But with including people of size, since it is the majority of our population, which would only make sense, we create better outcomes for social interaction. Hey, I think this is a great time to pub myself. Since I'm just now getting my podcast started, I would love you guys to go follow me on my own personal Instagram and Twitter. My Instagram and Snapchat name is Strambler, Strambler. And my Twitter name is @stramdeservedit. Again, I would love you guys to be in contact, to hit me up whenever you have an idea or something for my show.